rebounding on Wall Street this morning, stocks starting off the day in positive territory. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy one more comfortable day before rain comes back into our forecast. But for today, some high cloudiness, but a lot of sunshine, too, and a warm day with a high temperature up near 80. We'll be dry through the evening hours tonight, but the risk of scattered showers and maybe a few thunderstorms begins in the overnight hours and becomes more likely during the day on Friday and Friday night. In fact, we're going to have to keep the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast on Saturday. A smaller rain chance Saturday, but a better rain chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Governor Kay Ivey has awarded grants totaling more than $473,000 to 11 agencies that serve victims of domestic violence and sexual assault in Alabama. Family Sunshine Center received a $52,000 grant to provide emergency shelter, counseling, and support to victims in Autauga, Elmore, and Montgomery counties. A Montgomery man was injured in an apartment fire late Tuesday night. Montgomery Fire and Rescue responded to the 3600 block of Woodley Road around 10:27 p.m. to find smoke and flames in a downstairs apartment. A 55-year-old man was transported to the hospital. The fire remains under investigation. Johnsonville is recalling more than 35,000 pounds of turkey sausage after customers found pieces of rubber in the food. The 12-ounce packages of turkey kielbasa sausage were sold around the country with a Best Buy date of May 17th and 18th. Consumers can return the product to the store for a refund or simply throw it out. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Thiessen.
Welcome back into the program, or into the program. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. It is a beautiful day here in the heart of God's country, a Thursday, the 14th day of March in the year of our Lord, 2024. I hope you've had a good morning, and I hope the last 21 hours since we last visited have gone well as well. The ladies of Liberty are here, Allison Sinclair, Amy Beth Shaver. Sky is also here, Big Dave, Jeeves, Petrov, and all the other Russian agents that help manage this program and bend people's wills to Vladimir Putin's worldview is what we do.
We don't employ Ukrainians?
Oh, no. We ran out of them. They kept calling them back over to the front.
We did
they
run out of them.
They just kept stacking them up like cordwood.
For it.
You're for the stacking them up like Corwood?
Oh, sorry. No. Okay. That was bad timing.
Oh, that was
bad
okay. Timing. It is all right. Amy Beth Shaver is in a, she's usually, what is your term? You don't go anywhere unless you're camera ready.
Yeah. I've never heard her say that.
Well, that's but true. That's that. Because we bond in the hour that we're here before you come stumbling in.
And she does look like a smoking hot babe. Doesn't matter what time she gets here, so it's fine.
So
I'm not
nice.
Jealous.
You're so nice.
But I am rarely ever camera ready. Even the day that I was supposed to be camera ready, I had a stain on
you
my
got
shirt.
There and they're like, okay.
We've got our work cut out for us, guys. Get started.
This is our photo shoot day. Amy Beth comes in. All of her outfits are perfectly coordinated, hanging. Mine are like wadded up in one of my daughter's bags. I'm like, I've got options. They're like, ooh, we're going to steam all of those. I mean, it was bad. But
they said, oh, look, we have, what's the software program that they can. Photoshop.
Oh, yeah, we can Photoshop. We'll Photoshop. Don't worry.
Hey, but look, at least they didn't say to y'all, we can just swap out your eyes because one of them closes more than the other and your head's warped. Yes, we'll just put one eye on the other. We'll just duplicate
so
the one and put
Scott
it over here.
Person, they'll be like, wow.
Oh, wow.
It don't look like your picture.
I don't think that's
all
you.
All I heard was, that's the outfit you brought? You didn't bring anything else? At least I was better than you, Scott.
It ended
you were.
Up
I brought the one shirt y'all
though.
Said bring. Y'all said bring a collared shirt, and I brought
a collared shirt.
Yes, and then I don't know if he comes here to do
in-studio
bring
photos.
Bring a 10 shirt. I'm going to be
bring
high maintenance.
Yes.
Like, oh my gosh, that's not my right side. I'm going to just change clothes constantly.
Scott,
I can't believe they said they needed to switch your eyeballs. Well,
if it's really bad, we'll just take the right eye and flip it. And
look, it's what it's like being in pictures with my family, right? Because they have Chris's eyes, and so they're perfectly symmetrical. Mm-hmm. And like that mask right there, I'm like, this is so irritating. It doesn't matter what angle, you look exactly the same.
Because it looks exactly the same.
Yeah,
that's what they were
so
gonna do to
annoying.
Me.
But anyway. I know what it feels like to be Allison. Mm-hmm. And that's what I wrote down.
I mean,
this
you're perky today. You're very
am
fine.
Am I not usually happy?
Well, sometimes you're tired. I mean, you
I
say,
am a little tired.
I've already been to, and you tell me like 18 stores that I didn't even know were open before dawn.
They're open on the interwebs.
Pelotoned, and oh, that's where you do the shopping?
Yeah.
But today, you seem like you've got enough sleep.
I think the dark side of Allison is a nice place to be.
It is.
But why?
Well, so I'm laying there and I go, huh, the alarm clock says 1:15 a.m. Mm-hmm. It says 12, and I think at 12, I feel like, why do I feel like I could get up right now? It's 12. Mm-hmm. And then it gets, and I'm like, well, I'll just sleep some more. You know, nobody's moving.
It's 12.
And then I hear the little nugget. The 17-year-old in there just, you know, jarring things around, opening the 6'2 little chicken nugget, my little delicious dish.
She's the baby.
And so she's, like, you know, doing things and, like, doing the door. And I'm like, what the crap is going on?
Right.
I'm
because
sleeping.
It's 1:15 in the morning,
because
right?
It is 1:15 in the morning. And, wow, and her phone clatters to the floor. I'm like, what is going on? And then I go, huh, the birds are awfully loud. The birds are you know that.
Zippity doo da.
And then it gets louder, and then I go, the birds are chirping. And I grab my phone. It is 6:30. Our power has gone out. Mm-hmm. And our daughter is the only responsible adult in the home this morning. Mm-hmm. And then I go, but now I know what it's like to be Allison. And I feel great.
You had an hour and 7 minutes to go before you were Allison. But that's funny, because when you wake up in panic and it's 6:30, that's like me waking up and it being 11. You know? Oh my gosh. But don't you feel good?
I feel good. Isn't that Pitbull song with Christina Aguilera? I feel good.
I don't know, but it could be.
It's a happy song.
You've got on pink and your lipstick matches.
Well, I thought
matches.
We had lunch. You know, we have lunch today, yeah. You and me, with our friends. Yeah. And I thought, well, you know, it may be a little early for pink, but I felt pink this morning.
Well, I will say today was the first morning that I had pollen on my car.
Okay. Wait, really? That's why my eyes are watering?
Okay. You don't like
here
the pollen?
We go.
The pollen you can see is apparently not that irritating. It's the pollen that's so small. That old yellow, gigantic pollen, you could just snort that. Be all right.
Packets of tissues.
You know what we do that she hates, Scott?
Other than hawking?
Ew. No, that's what I'm talking about. That's snorting. What we're about to be doing for like 6 weeks.
No.
That one?
Sky, are you a hawker?
If you want me to leave, I'll leave
honker,
right now.
No,
honker.
No, not at all.
You wouldn't do that at all.
Of course, Scott wouldn't do it.
I'm fairly okay with the pollen thing. It doesn't get to me that much. Like,
I mean, if you have that stuck goo right in your head, you don't ever start to
golly.
You don't try to get it out the backside.
Dave's not a hawker. Big Dave's not a hawker either.
Big Dave probably is. Yeah, I mean, you can either blow it out the front of your nose or try to get it to go back, reverse.
That happened when
that's your transmission.
Everyone who's still eating breakfast in your car, I'm so sorry. Right now, I'm so sorry.
That is a legitimate thing.
Does it upset your stomach?
It doesn't bother me at all.
Now I think I'm going to have to leave and go get coffee, and I'm going to go to the actual coffee shop.
Sometimes. If it's a lot.
You know what? I was going to share my pens with you today, but no.
Don't let her touch them at all.
Don't touch them.
Lick them.
Do not touch them.
Well, I'm glad there's two of me today.
Yeah, they are, and I may even be friendly at lunch. You don't know. I think I'm going to get pad thai.
You may need some more sleep. I mean, I think you should try this for a few days. I think you need to try.
Because
you can't. You slept at 6:30 with no problem.
When I said, when my faulty alarm clock said 12, that was my normal 5 a.m.
Right. But that's just because your body had been trained. But at the 5 a.m., you're like, ugh,
what is
wrong?
But I got to be on a plane tomorrow.
And today, you're...
So I've given up on my husband. I told him I don't trust him anymore after 27 years together.
He couldn't wake you up.
He's lost all my trust.
Mm-hmm. So what happened,
because
though?
Your daughter survives only with her phone. They don't have
my
clocks.
Daughter
they don't have
survives
watches. And the phone does it.
Like grit and goodwill. Like in watching all the other children.
That's She's learned.
How, yeah. She was the only adult. So I'm going to have to go find a self-winding alarm clock.
Oh, wait. Let's go back to our bed.
Sinclair, I turn my phone off at night because it dings.
What if your kids get kidnapped and they need to call you?
My kids are bigger than me, and so, like, they're tall.
True.
We had this discussion one day walking down the streets of Philadelphia, and they're like, we probably should protect you. You're the one that's going to get kidnapped because you're snack-sized, and we're not.
Right. That's a good
point.
And
I was like, yeah, it is a good point because, like, I don't know what the height differential under, and my girls are like, yeah, no one's going to mess with us. I'm like, you're right.
It's true.
I mean, if they were stealing kids to, you know, have them in slave labor, basketball, and volleyball camp,
that's right.
Be worth
that's
a lot.
That would be worth
but
so much more.
If they're taking people to sell to the Islamic kings or princes somewhere, you're probably going to get the snacks.
They're going to, awkward.
Yeah, and what are you going to do? And so they moved to the outside of the street.
It's hard to fit them in the boxes when you're trying to ship them overseas.
Yeah, look, they named me. No wonder people look at us at TSA and go, are you the mom? I know, it's weird to me too.
Well,
I am.
Clearly I'm the second wife and I was like 15 when he married me. That's what you go with. I'm the same age as these kids.
I mean, I don't even know.
But I don't know what happened because our power went out too. And we live close, but not that close.
I mean, but
we're
did your power
transformers.
Go back on? Do you have a generator?
No.
How did you wake up on time? So you just have your phone.
Jared she has woke a up. Clock with a battery in it.
No, I have a Jared.
Jared wakes up.
Who does not sleep late.
Really? No matter what? What time does he go to sleep?
I don't care what.
Is he early to bed, early to rise?
He is. No, I mean, we both usually go to bed around 10.
Okay.
And then he'll wake up like between 4:30 and 5:30. It's the most bizarre thing.
Can he just text me?
This is an unfiltered radio station, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Just tell him that when you wake up at 4:30, you're just going to pee and go back to bed. Just because guys get older and they're like, I'm awake. No, you just have to pee. Go back to bed.
He loves it. He thinks I'm kind of a loser because
you can sleep?
Because I can sleep.
You're going
to
live longer.
If I sleep till
7.
You're
less likely to get Alzheimer's.
If I sleep?
For getting more sleep. Yeah.
But I think some people just don't need it.
They don't. Or they get up when they and don't go back to bed.
Yeah. That might be it. I think for him, he wakes up and his brain starts going, and you just can't shut it back off.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
I don't have that issue.
Chris can go back to bed.
Let me tell you a secret on that one, too.
What's that? Put a pillow over your head?
You have insomnia. Two things. Either do your Bible reading or just pray.
Yep.
Oh.
You will be knocked out. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's probably because, you know, evil's probably trying to wake you up, ruin your day, and you start praying, and they're like, screw it. I'm serious.
I get it.
Just another one of the things I'm thought of. Yeah. What's the
use? It is true.
She's going to start praying.
Start praying it.
Just let him sleep.
It's true. Oh, my
and beats
word.
Counting sheep.
Does that
you
mean
even
we
got
don't
a
love
big
God?
Watch on. Did you always wear that watch?
No, I never
hey, do
wear
that
this
again,
watch.
Amy Beth. That makes Allison and I feel good. Go ahead.
Do we have any tissue in here? I mean, my nose just started.
There's
the
a
pollen.
Napkin that's been, I've been using for a thousand years. I haven't wiped my face with
Scott,
it. I just wrote on it.
No, thank you. You're
there
my
are no
brother,
stains. It's white.
No.
Cheap labor. That's what, what it says on the
cheap labor.
That must have been,
That was Professor Byron P. Democritus as one of their,
you guys.
One of their programs.
That's all happy stuff.
It's well, good.
It's happy considering all the crap that's in the news today.
I was going to say, speaking of happy, I got a little convicted maybe in the middle of the night. I do this like once every 6 months.
Oh, we should take it seriously then.
Wait. This conviction comes once every 6 months. There are others. But I feel like we need to do a better job of talking about good news.
Do we?
There's not much, but I think we should find...
You can have news in a hot flash and I'll have
news in a...
Don't do it. Don't volunteer.
Dixie.
Let her do it.
I'm trying Dixie to figure out a mnemonic. Hold on, give me a minute.
I was going to say, let Allison be the chief executive officer of good news reliance.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is this another one of those, hey, Abs, we're going to give Allison a job?
Yes, it is. Really,
she is asking for a job. Let's give her this one.
She got,
so she can scour the world for good news.
She can scour the world for good news. Does that mean we can both do news in a hot flash?
Yes.
Even though she invented it?
Yes, yes, because y'all are both past your primes.
We are. We are past our prime, but we're not angry women.
No, you're not.
We don't.
And
think
y'all get enough sleep, so y'all are very bright and shiny.
Pastor Prime still has a sign hanging on a bridge in downtown Birmingham.
I saw that this morning, and I thought, wow, if only I were as tall as my husband, I could reach up and grab it and pull it down.
I thought about light all it those on fire. People. Like, what's his name? Ralph Norman, congressman from South Carolina, who I love. One of my favorites.
Okay.
Laid it all down to support Nikki Haley. Of course, she's from South Carolina. I mean, went out on a limb. Just would never let it go.
Right.
Now what does he do?
What does he do?
He says, Mr. Trump, I was for you the whole time, but she had me.
At hello.
I had to be for, she supported me when I ran for
I was
reason
going with
he
the
was
loyalty
loyal.
Thing.
Yeah,
you know, like
some loyalty.
Like Mr. President,
I'm about to visit another one of us in Charleston when we go.
Okay.
One of my girlfriends from high school. I'm going to ask her what's the deal?
What happened over there?
Yeah, like what happened was
she got destroyed in her home state.
Bad. Very badly.
We got to take a break. Lots of stuff to do today. You do not want to miss it. We'll be back.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed. With approved credit, ends 4/1/24.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Wake it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We appreciate you listening. Don't forget the phone number here if you want to dial us up on this day. Is 1-800-289-9228. 1-800-289-9228. I think today will be a little bit of a conspiracy thinker Thursday, and let's talk with what the big story in the country is.
There are several.
The biggest one, though,
is
the Tiki Talks.
Yes. Okay, the Tiki Talks.
Is that fair?
I was just getting my notes on Macron. Also, in Radio Land, just cue up, dude looked like a lady. Mm. All right, so the Tiki Talks. All right, let's go.
So here's the thing. I haven't followed the story. I've had some thoughts and comments about it. So as an outsider, who, yes, I do look at some Instagram reels. Y'all helped get me addicted to that, but I have broken it for the most part, except when I'm in the drive-thru lane at a fast food place.
That's appropriate, though.
Yeah, it makes the time pass.
Use of your time.
Because you know when they wait and they drag around, they wait 10 minutes mm-hmm. to get your burger? Mm-hmm. You used to be mad about it.
Yeah, now you're not
mad. Now you're like, oh, y'all are so fast. Except it was 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I do that, or if I'm stuck at a red light sometimes on a really long red light. And that's how y'all get some of those, like at 12:30. That's when I'll mm-hmm. send y'all like three that y'all don't
look
at.
Yes, yes.
Because I can tell y'all don't have the...
Scott's bored.
Delivered and then no response.
I'm sorry.
You just... Nothing.
I'm sorry, Scott.
That's
now,
fine. I know.
You know what? Now I'm just going to give you like the exclamation point.
Yeah, just give me a thumbs up.
Oh, that's very neutral. I was like, you can't do heart because what if it's like about...
It's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the one that I sent y'all yesterday that Allison thought was funny.
Uh-huh.
You didn't respond.
No, I did not because I
thought that was hilarious.
I read now who sent it. It says Allison. I'm just like... Doesn't matter what it says, because she does not read mine. She doesn't even look at mine. I send her some of the best things. If I want her to see it, I can't put it in the group. I have to send it to her directly.
Oh, because she's so special. Uh-huh.
And then I have to wait.
It's true.
And then she's like,
the queen.
That's so funny.
It's
I'm like, it was on the other thread.
I see what you say. I just mm-hmm. don't always respond.
Mm. Sometimes it's better not
I'm
to respond.
Sorry.
Pants are falling apart.
But mm-hmm. I thought that what I sent you yesterday was hysterical.
He doesn't even know what you're talking about.
My son sent it.
Oh, yeah, it's just the airplane stuff.
The serious one was serious, but the funny one, hilarious.
And I kind of fell for it because it gave me the little squinched up summary, so I didn't know. And all I could see was Boeing CEO.
Yes.
And I opened it up, and I'm like, well, no wonder they're hosed.
Because
this kid's
12.
Like 12 years old.
Yep.
And then I realized it was actually, it does a really good job in the parody because it sounds exactly like some
Mucky Duck.
The son, you know, the grandson of
Mr. Bosley.
The scion of the Southern family.
Carnegie. Who's the people who rule the world?
The Carnegies and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds.
It would be like Carnegie, Rothschild, Copenhagen Meister, whatever.
Yes, yes.
It just seemed just like, oh, yeah, they could end up with their grandson being the CEO of Boeing. So for a second, I didn't know, but then I realized it was. But back to the Tiki Talks.
Yes, sir.
Twitter, during the 2020 elections, Twitter knows what you're looking for. It used to be you had to search for things. Mm-hmm. But so we've got social media. They know what you're looking for. They know what you like. They know what you save. They know what you share. They know what I try to send to y'all that y'all don't look at. Mm-hmm. And it all goes in an algorithm that's saying this is what Scott's interested in. You know, they want you to say, oh, if you got logged out, how do we get back to you on your cell phone? Give us your number. And, you know, they want you to do the number. They want to know, you know, his location services on, so they know where you are. They know that I look at Instagram Reels when I'm in the drive-through at wherever. I mean, they know all that stuff. They know your time. They know where you're going. They know all that. So you take them, and that's Twitter. Facebook is doing exactly the same thing. Instagram is part of Facebook. They're doing exactly the same thing.
Snapchat.
They know who your friends are. I saw a thing the other day that was talking about that we as Americans don't understand what all the government, with the help of these companies, are doing. They know, literally, they put you in a family, basically. You're in a tribe, whether you know it or not. They know who you're sharing with. They know who shares the same kinds of things. They say, hey, Allison and Scott are a little crude and may laugh at booger jokes. Amy Beth, she's right there, but she has a problem with the hockey. You know, they know all this stuff. And your phones are listening. You said the other day,
Anna Marie Island,
and yesterday I have an advertisement on my computer to do this show for that island.
Yes.
That doesn't just accidentally happen. And then all these big tech companies are doing work in China, and we all read the stories. Mm-hmm. China mandates that they allow them to have certain information, certain data, all this kind of stuff, or you can't provide services to our billion people over here.
Mm-hmm.
So we know those companies are turning over information to the Chinese, right? Can we not at least guess that they are?
Oh, yeah.
So then TikTok comes along, and the argument is, oh, TikTok is a threat. TikTok is terrible. TikTok is the Chinese. Somebody needs to tell me, y'all explain to me why TikTok, even if it is partially owned by Chinese, and I am no fan of the communist Chinese, but is TikTok really turning over these gobs of personal information that Facebook, Instagram, Google, all the other ones, maybe Twitter's not now, I don't know, maybe they are, maybe they aren't. But TikTok is some kind of threat. And what's funny to me is these stories aren't saying that TikTok is providing information to the Chinese as much as they're saying, oh, TikTok's brainwashing the American kids. TikTok is poisoning the minds of Americans. Really? Because my kids send me arguably very conservative articles from TikTok. I would argue that there are a lot of young people who are seeing some of these conspiracy theory kinds of things, questioning things about the United States government that they didn't see on Insta, but it's over on TikTok. If you find a story, oh, by the way, there's another story. Remember when it's documenting the fact that Facebook, Instagram, and others did indeed make it difficult. And one of the things they did was, because people would send me these personal messages, direct messages. And I knew which ones were very conservative or very controversial because it would make it to me and I couldn't open it. And I thought, oh, well, it's just something's messed up.
Yeah.
Well, the article I saw 2 or 3 days ago, it might have been the Tucker Carlson interview.
Oh, my word.
They said absolutely that was one of the ways they censored things in the 2020 election and stuff, was they would make it more difficult for you to open things. You may have to go through multiple steps, or it wouldn't work at all. Things that you shared, they didn't block it. They just said, oh, well, it can't open at this time.
Oops.
So somebody please tell me how TikTok is so terrible and all the rest of them are pure as the wind-driven snow. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market report. How is the real estate market and what does 2024 hold for us? Last year, over 4,700 homes sold and closed through realtors and the average sales price was $245,000. People who have owned real estate over the last 2 to 3 years have profited by keeping their homes and now have more equity in their home than ever. The people who listed their homes with realtors were able to find ready and willing buyers that paid at or above their asking price. Mortgage companies and local builders have found ways to overcome higher rates with attractive programs that allow for low-cost refinancing when the rate drops. Some of the local mortgage companies have new programs that help buyers with low down payment programs, such as one program with 1% down or even less. If you haven't bought a house yet, now is the time. For all the information, call Bo Goodson at 221-2883 or the Goodson Group at 551-0225.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Get ready for CAFCO's Spring Open House, March 18th through the 23rd. We have lots of items to give you inspiration. New spring merchandise, home decor, silk florals, and much more. We'll have door prizes and daily deals all week. Saturday, March 23rd, enjoy refreshments and music by Brian Brantley, 11 to 1, and designer demonstrations at 1 p.m. Visit our Spring Open House for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing. CAFCO's Spring Open House, March 18th through the 23rd on the Wetumpka Highway.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Well, hi, everybody. One more nice dry day today before the storm system approaches that'll bring rain back into our forecast. Today, though, some high cloudiness, but a good bit of sunshine and warm for March with a high temperature up near 80. We're dry through the evening hours tonight, but the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms begin in the overnight hours. Then rain and storms become more likely on Friday and Friday night. The front will stall, and that'll keep the risk of showers and maybe a couple of thunderstorms in the forecast Saturday with a better chance on Sunday.
From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back in, everybody. We are back, Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
Guys.
Sorry, Scott.
Guys.
Okay, so Isabel Brown.
We're doing this.
Out on the interwebs that y'all saw yesterday. Please, and y'all wouldn't even show
you.
You did
yesterday.
Not show me. I would remember.
The cute blonde that works Turning Point.
We listened.
She's probably 20.
Is she?
22.
You know what? She dresses like them.
She makes sense most of the time.
But it is a great little clippy clip that she's got going on. Do you want me to play it?
Yeah, I would love for you to play it. See if anybody thinks the same that we do.
Well, she cues that up. Let me ask y'all a question.
Do you want to Wi-Fi it?
Emmy Beth says.
We could.
Okay.
Here's my question.
You have a question?
Question.
Okay.
Who's the most red-pilled senator in the U.S.?
Barry Moore.
Senator?
He's a congressman. Senator.
Oh.
I may go with Tuberville.
Really?
Maybe Rand Paul.
Wait.
Okay, well, Rand Paul's the right answer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
But Rand is not...
But Barry Moore is a really good answer for the House.
Sorry.
Yes.
But Rand... Tommy kind of just lays it down there where the goats can get it more than Rand. Rand's like, I shall have been thinking many days whether or not Brutus was, needed to act in the deal when it came to sit. And Tuberville's like, stab the guy.
Yeah, sometimes Tuberville could use a little Rand Paul.
Yeah, yeah. I think a happy medium.
Tuberville gets himself in trouble. But I do appreciate that. But I think Tuberville just does things because it will... get some attention.
Well, I think Tuberville talks like a coach. And we should be thankful that the profanities have been cleaned out. Because he should be saying, what the blank and blank? Y'all get your blank and blank, sorry, blank and blanks, and let's do the blank and blank job. That would probably work. Not that I'm saying he ever cursed as a coach. I'm just thinking most of the time coaches curse a little because high school and teenage or college boys don't pay you any attention unless
if
it's like...
Don't.
Yeah. Because if you're like, golly gee whiz, kids, they're like, they don't even know you're there.
It's true.
It is true, isn't it?
I can attest to that.
Sometimes there needs to be a wake-up.
I'm not proud of that, but it's the reality.
So Rand is your vote for the...
Rand is my...
red-pilled.
Yes, he's my vote. And this was his response.
Oh, that goes with
response.
His initials. Red-pilled Rand.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday about the TikTok, which, by the way, they drafted the legislation, pushed it through committee, and got it on the floor for a vote in 4 days. That doesn't happen. So what is the big... all of a sudden, there's this... It's like what happened with IVF in Alabama.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Trying to think the same... I don't know what they're covering up for, but he said, reactionaries who want to ban TikTok claim the data can't be secured because the algorithm is in China. Not true. The algorithm runs in the U.S. in Oracle Cloud with a review of the code, not in China.
Okay.
Maybe examine the facts before committing violations of the First and Fifth Amendments.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on to talk about...
Which probably means that most of those senators have no idea what he just said. They don't know that it's based in Texas. They don't know where the servers are. They don't know. They can't spell algorithm. I'm not sure I can. But they don't understand what's happening there.
All emotional.
But what is funny to me is they have no problem with China supplying most of our pharmaceuticals.
Right.
They have no problem with China being the manufacturing base for the United States. They have no problem that many of our energy production facilities require parts made in China. They have no problem when we find out that a tremendous number of the cranes, et cetera, that offload things into the United States, we find out earlier this week, have communications devices in them that can talk to somebody, because everybody knows a big heavy crane for unloading ships must definitely need, you know, cellular service.
Right.
And all that stuff is, oh, we're okay with that. That's free, you know. But all of a sudden, TikTok, they're going to save us from TikTok?
Well, because they can't control it.
This has to do with control.
Mm-hmm. This is all this is about. I think a control. I think that it is bothersome that it was rushed through in 4 days. Mm-hmm. And it did remind me the same thing of the IVF in Alabama. Like, what's really going on here? Mm-hmm. And it just seems extremely disingenuous. Extremely. That they suddenly care now about all this data. But it seems like it is the wild, wild west of the social media platforms. Uh-huh. And so because they can't control it and own it, then they have to reel it in and say, well, we're going to be in control of it.
Because we know the deep state, the intelligence services, were directly connected with the social media companies for 2020.
Yes.
We know that. They were calling. They were saying what you can do, what you can't do. And sometime today we need to talk about the Tucker Carlson interview with the Benz
guy. I've got clips broken down if we want.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
It is very disturbing. And where they were literally, they could see what was percolating out in social media. The Hunter Biden thing is a great example. They knew the Hunter Biden laptop thing was coming. And so they got out ahead of it and were prepared before it ever really blew up, before the articles were written, which that's another thing about the deep state. They were scanning emails and discussions, and they realized these journalists were talking about the Hunter Biden laptop stuff. They had that information. And the intelligence services were preparing the social media companies to squash it before it ever came out, Allison. It wasn't a response. Oh, heck, this has come out. They knew from surveilling people with what they do to all of our emails and voicemails and all that kind of stuff. They knew ahead of time, so they were prepared. And then the social media companies suppressed it on purpose. Mm-hmm. And so my question is the problem with TikTok is they're calling them up and saying, hey, Mr. TikTok, we really think you should suppress this thing. You shouldn't be running so many stories about Biden being a complete moron. We shouldn't say things about the fact that the special prosecutors say he's basically unfit. He has no idea what he's doing. He's unfit for trial, but we'll let him be president. Tap all those down, tamp them down. And is TikTok going, no? Is that the real problem? Mm-hmm. Is the real problem they're not tamping down the stories that the deep state is saying tamp down?
I think it can be. I think if you watch the Tucker Carlson interview, my mind was blown. Mm-hmm. They've always been in control of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't know it when we were just watching the Big Three growing up. You're like, this is a similar story. They just arranged their newscast in a different order. But isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. It's always been under control. So what I'm thinking is, thank God for Barry Moore, A. But B, what the government gives, the government can take away. So be careful that this is being rushed through and we're all cheering for it. What are you cheering for?
Yeah, well, I don't have TikTok, okay? I don't. So that's the other thing that if I'm mad at TikTok for anything, is that all of a sudden now when Big Dave or one of y'all send me something on TikTok and I try to watch it and it wants me to download TikTok, I can't just watch it. That makes me mad.
Yeah.
But still, that's part of their business. They want me to download the app and all that
kind
of thing.
Don't do it, because you'd be really stuck. You think Reels is bad.
But is it more degenerative than Instagram? I mean, is there more crazy stuff?
Teenagers call Instagram pocket porn.
Do they really?
Yeah. I mean, you can, So, no, TikTok, I think Snapchat is really bad.
Does Snapchat have the same kind of thing?
Stories and things.
Oh, see, I don't even know. My kids got me to sign up for Snapchat, and it just makes me angry. They send me something,
I can't do it.
How do I respond? And, go to the message thing. And I'm like, why is it so hard?
Yeah, I just think this is all about control, surveillance, Patriot Act type stuff that sounds good. They're saving us. They're really just
making sure that we only see what they tell us we can see.
And the Republicans are falling for it.
No, no, they're not falling for it. They're in on it from the start.
There you go.
We got to take a break. We're back. We'll be back.
Madness is happening right now. The real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
The Harriet Two Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 now at funinmontgomery.com.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Sky, we need to get an update, man. How were things going?
We spoke. Martha and I spoke twice on the phone yesterday. And she sounds good. She's very cognitive and clear, but she's very tired.
Well, she started the, they made her start doing the physical therapy, didn't they?
Well, sort of. But it's very slow going. And they got her up in the room. And But she's been in that ICU bed for 3 weeks today.
Yeah, that you lose a lot of muscle. There's a lot of atrophy. Is that the word?
Yes.
Atrophy that goes on.
But you know, keep praying. She's going to continue with the physical therapy, and we just need her to... Let me tell you about my day.
Tell us about your day.
Let me tell you about my day. This is what I put Martha to sleep with. Let's see if it really works here. So I'm doing... it's Women's Month, and I've been trying to do Martha's job, and so yesterday... It was after I got off work, went to the grocery store, which I hate.
I do too. It's a terrible place.
I know it's awful, man.
This grocery store is in purgatory.
Yeah, there's your state of the union, by the way. Go to the grocery store. Man, what a shock.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway, get home, get to groceries, put up, clean the cat box.
Wow.
I really don't like that. Those cats are on thin ice, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Look at me, funny, one more time.
Put them outside. Yeah, just leave them.
Yeah,
they'll be all right.
Yeah, they might run away. Oh no! speaking of, I had had some other things. I had this to yard work to do a little bit before it got dark, and came back in. I thought I got the mail, and I came back in. I thought I'll have a big glass of sweet tea, and so I poured it up, and I reached to start opening the mail, and knocked the whole thing over. The whole on the counter, down the cabinets, onto the floor, all over the mail.
Sticky.
And I just stood there.
And said profanities.
No, I didn't say a word.
Really?
I really thought I was going to snap. I probably
you're like, this is it.
Yeah, this is it. I'm done. Mm-hmm. That's it. I'm going on a rampage, man. That's it.
You know? Isn't it funny how you can keep it together in that one little thing?
Yeah.
You're like, God, why?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Just don't let me knock over the sweet tea. Like, why'd you have to do that?
I just couldn't take one more, little thing. There's a poem by Charles Bukowski called Shoelaces.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend that.
Shoelaces.
Joey and I were talking about it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, one more thing, man. I'm going to completely just go postal on everybody.
Have you gotten sleep? Are you sleeping well? Because that's part of it. You need to get some rest.
I'm getting there. I've since we've got our the shunt and everything Monday and things we're getting to. Yeah, I'm getting there.
Like, you need to pull an Allison.
Sleep
maybe
a little
just
later.
Sleep yeah, y'all were talking about
later.
Sleep earlier. I'm like, yeah, that sounds pretty good. But, yeah, I'll be all right. And starting to eat again, fairly like food eat,
Are you drinking your water?
Yes.
Out of your not plastic bottle? Okay, good.
Good. Probably got lead in that one, but that's okay.
At least we're switching it up, Scott.
Right.
Yeah.
The lead will wash out the microplastics.
Microplastics from lead.
Maybe they bind together into plastics.
But when it gets like that, and I really thought about it for a minute, the tea all over the floor and everything, and I thought, do it for Martha. You can do this for
You can
Martha.
Do it. And sweet tea on the floor may be the stickiest substance on the man. Boeing should try that, like gluing their tires on and the doors on to the planes with dried sweet tea. Because I don't know why.
I love it.
Why you can't get the last part off?
No, the good news is it's all over the power company bill and the internet.
Send it back to them. Return to sender.
So they're going to get a little piece of my life too. So. See how they like it. Man.
Oh my goodness! We only have a minute before the top of the hour. Red Top, there's no way he can go in a minute. You want to start him?
No, let's don't.
Don't start him. Randall, there's no way he can go in a minute.
How was
your
day?
We can't listen to Isabel Brown.
Well, we'll finish up the TikTok discussion after
the break. But Barry Moore, congressman from Alabama, voted not to ban TikTok.
They need only cheers.
One. The
cheers
only one from the state Barry. Or the only one in the whole...
No, the only one from the state of Alabama.
All the rest of them are for banning it.
Mm-hmm.
Because... they're ruining our culture?
Apparently, Scott. I would say those knuckleheads in D.C. are ruining our culture.
So the one social media platform that actually runs some conservative stuff out to young people is ruining, I guess it's a threat to our democracy.
You had it earlier. It's all about control.